The Central College football team beat Buena Vista 56-22 on Saturday in the home finale at Ron and Joyce Skipper Stadium. On today's Lely Radio Sports page, we have highlights from our live broadcast on 92.1 KRLS, and we catch up with Dutch head coach Jeff McMartin.
College football is on the air as we welcome you live to Ron and Joyce Skipper Stadium in Pella for the 2023 home finale featuring your Central College Dutch and the Buena Vista Beavers. Third and three for Hunter Hoffman and the Dutch. Takes the snap, looks to throw, going to the end zone for New, who makes the catch. There is a flag. Touchdown, Central! Ryan New, a 14-yard grab. Second down and 10 for Central from the BV 11. Ryan New motions behind Hunter Hoffman, now comes back the other way. Hoffman looking towards the end zone, fires to Herbers, who makes the catch. Touchdown, Central! Hoffman laid it out. Herbers brought it in. It's 13-0 Dutch.
Yeah, laid it out. Just a really good effort by Herbers to go catch it.
First and 10. At the Central 49-yard line, 14-zip Dutch, fake to Alanis. Left side roll for Herrera, pressured by Hagen, sacked by Hagen! Central with the defensive play to bring up second and 20. Cam Schulte lined up wide to the left. Jacob Birch is in the slot left side. Now he comes in motion in front of Hunter Hoffman, who's standing in the shotgun with Jordan Rush to his right. Fakes it to Rush, looks to throw, climbs the pocket, lobs it to the end zone. Nick Coble wide open. He bobbles it and brings it in. Touchdown, Central. Nick Coble, a 16-yard grab. First down and 10 for BV at the 24-yard line. Snap to Herrera, looking to throw, rolls out to the right, fires towards the end zone into heavy traffic, and it is caught as he inbounds. Or was it picked? It's picked!
Yeah.
Cameron Bannister comes up with the Houdini act in the back of the end zone. Here's Hoffman to throw, pump fakes, lobs it, Cam Schulte got open, and he makes the catch! Touchdown, Central! Cam Schulte, a 19-yard grab!
Yeah, nice throw again by Hoffman. It's just a huge size advantage.
Hoffman takes the shotgun snap, looking to throw. Fires over the middle. Logan Mott wide open at the 20. Mott to the 10. Mott to the 5. Mott to the end zone. Touchdown, Central. Logan Mott, a 40-yard catch and run score.
Well, they're good catching it behind the line of scrimmage and going, but when you get him in the open field.
And out of the pistol, snap, blitz, sack. Austin Burns comes free, untouched, and drops Herrera back at the 33-yard line.
I was just going to say, he's been pretty comfortable back there. We haven't put a lot of pressure on him, but definitely did there.
Fake to Rush, pump fake, deep shot. How does Cam Schulte get that open? Makes the catch of the goal line. Touchdown, Central. Cam Schulte, a 25-yard grab. There is a pick by Kale Vitterline at the 40. Vitterline to the 30. Vitterline with some blockers at the 25. Breaking a tackle, stays on his feet, and he's still going. What a return for Kale Vitterline all the way down to the 14-yard line. And Central gets its third takeaway of the game.
He put his running back shoes on there, and really nice cutback.
Third and goal for Central at the 6. Out of the timeout, Meyer in motion. They fake it, toss it to Grant Nelson, and Nelson is in! Touchdown, Central! Brady Ketchum, 6 yards to Grant.
Yeah, that's a nice play, well designed.
Hand off to Villanueva around the left side. Can he get to the edge? Yes! Josiah Villanueva goes in, untouched. Touchdown, Central, a 13-yard run.
Big day for him, he's running well.
BV will not get off a final snap. And this ball game is over. The Dutch bolted out to a 35-6 halftime lead. It got a little dicey, but 3 touchdowns late. And on Legacy Day, our final score is Central 56, Buena Vista 22.
We're catching up with Central College head coach Jeff McMartin. Final score on Legacy Day on Saturday, 56-22. Coach, a bit of a roller coaster of a game. Good first half, a little lull there in the third quarter, and finished strong. Just kind of your thoughts on how things went down.
Well, I mean, I'm happy with the win, and I'm happy for our guys. I'm happy for our seniors to go out at their last home game of the year, and I'm, you know, glad and excited that we got to, you know, now we're 7-2, and that's good. We won 7 games last year, so we have a chance to have a better season this year, and that's things to build on. You know, obviously, we made some critical mistakes, and I give Buena Vista a lot of credit. They did a good job of controlling the game at times, controlling situations, controlling the clock. They were really good on third down and fourth down offensively, and that kept them on the field and kind of played right into their hands, so it made it tough, you know.
You told me before the game when I asked you about the season that, you know, people are rarely remembered for how they start. You're remembered for how you finished. And at least today, despite the problems in the third and fourth quarter, you finished with three touchdowns and kind of pulled away.
Yeah, I mean, for somebody who would look at the scoreboard, they'd think, hey, Central had a, you know, a great game. They, you know, did a lot of good things and handled their business. And, you know, there are parts of the game where we did really do that. And you know, but I think that, you know, once again, you get into some lulls, and maybe when you look at it on film and you know kind of put everything in context, you find some areas that you don't feel great about. But overall, yeah, we did finish well, and it was good to see us do that. It was good to see us lock in and be in the moment and play the way we're capable of playing. You know, that how that ended was that's who we are, and we just have to do that all the time.
The other big thing about who you are is, you know, I think six or seven different guys scored touchdowns. You had like 10 guys catch passes, 10 guys or so carry the ball. I mean, you got a lot of weapons out there, and Coach Meyer used almost all of them today.
Yeah, Coach Meyer did a really nice job of mixing things up, getting people the ball in their hands, trying to get them to do what they do well. It was nice to see, you know, some of those guys, some of our seniors score touchdowns, some of our other guys, you know, Logan Mont, you know, that was a big touchdown right before half and showed what he's capable of. And, you know, I thought overall, the roles that people were asked to play, overall, they did a good job of that.
Well, you have Simpson to close out the season next Saturday, a week to kind of clean up some of those mistakes. You know, what's this last week like for you and your team?
Yeah, you know, we will. We'll address the film. We're going to watch it like we've got 10 more games to go. You know, we'll be business as usual, stay consistent. Don't do anything too drastically different. You know, Simpson is going to be a tough game for us. It's going to be a tough out. It's on the road. I think that they're a much better team this year than we were last year. Obviously, you know, they're better than, you know, some of the teams that we've played in the league. And we're going to have our hands full. They're well coached. They have a new head coach. He does a great job. They're very well coached. And like I say, they've got some talent. Some of their strength, they pass the ball really well. And you're very aggressive in special teams and on defense. So we've got our work cut out for us. And so we need to approach this like with a sense of urgency. And, you know, our goal is to finish well. And then when we come out of this, you know, assess, address it, you know, learn from it and find a way to win a championship next year, you know. And so let's finish this season strong. Two wins, win on the road again. Beat our rivals, and I think that's going to be an important thing. And so we've got to stay the same. The only thing we'll probably do different at all this week is, just, you know, each night we'll let a few of our seniors talk to the team, kind of have a kind of their, you know, final moment, kind of last words to everybody. And those are always really meaningful, good talks of the last week of the season.
All right, Central and Simpson to close it out next Saturday. This Saturday on Legacy Day, Central 56, BV 22. For Dutch Head Coach Jeff McMartin, I'm Trevor Castle, KNIA, KRLS Sports.